He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on April 12th, Tuesday. That's right, on a Tuesday. We missed our Monday podcast as me and my wife were anxiously awaiting the arrival of our newest child that has still yet to come. That's right, I ended up taking the podcast off as we were trying to go on as many hikes as humanly possible to try to get things moving as we creep up to this baby's due date, which we did not think that we would meet, never mind exceed. So I'm kind of recording everything, you know, I'm kind of winging it at the moment. I can't really go off of a set schedule like we have in the past, so bear with me. I know it can be frustrating that the podcast isn't coming out when it's normally scheduled, so I apologize for that, and hopefully you understand why I have to try to play things by ear at the moment. Things will return back to normal, though. Don't you worry. You just have to bear with me while we, while my wife and I are going through this. So for today's show, we are not recording from the home studio. We are recording while in transit. That's right. I am on the move currently, hoping the rain holds off, because it seems like every time I need to record while on the move, it always seems to rain and it can mess up the audio. So hopefully we can get this done and done before the weather, totally rains on my parade. On today's podcast, we have to talk about the two new packs that are dropping this week. We have yet a Holo Icon Legendary drop and a Metallico Limited Edition drop coming the same day. It seems like these two packs go hand in hand now. It seems like one doesn't drop without the other. I think this is the second or third time that both of these premium packs have dropped together. So we're going to talk about it because there seems to be a little bit of a Twitter controversy going around with how Top Shot is handling the Holo Icon. All right, so we're here to talk about it. With that being said, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and we'll also dabble in other NFT projects as well, as long as we deem it worthy. Spoiler alert, a lot of you projects out there just ain't worthy, all right? A lot of rug pulls out there. You have to be careful in the NFT space. But today we get to talk about Overreliable. That's right, we're going to be talking heavily about NBA Top Shot as we get two premium packs dropping this week on Thursday the 14th. We are getting Holo Icon for Series 3 and another edition of Metallic Gold Limited Edition. Just realizing now that is way too many editions in one sentence. Now, before we get into those two packs, as I do need to keep this thing on the rails today, as again, any moment I could have to cut the recording and drive to the hospital. So, you know, keep that in mind if it seems like I'm kind of trying to speed through some stuff. And again, I apologize and we will return to form. So before we talk about these two packs, as there's not a ton of information on them yet, but we can go over like the general pack details and give our overall thoughts on each drop. I just want to talk for a second about the NBA playoffs, okay? So the real life NBA playoffs, the play-in games, start tonight, Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'm very much looking forward to these playoffs, man. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a big-time Boston Celtics fan, so the fact that, well, I shouldn't say it's locked in, because technically, the Nets and the Cleveland Cavaliers have their play-in game today, but I think it's pretty safe to assume that the Brooklyn Nets are going to beat be the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't even think it's going to be all that close, really. So I feel, you know, no shame when I say that the Brooklyn Nets are going to be facing the Boston Celtics in the first round of the playoffs. And I am so excited as a fan about this series. My God. I already told my wife that I really would like to go get playoff tickets and go to this game because I know NBA Top Shot is not going to send me because they don't. I don't know. I mean, what's going on here, people? We've had people in the past say that they'll cover content by going to a playoff game or whatever, and Top Shot drops everything they're doing to send someone, and, I, you know, your boy over here can't get no love, but that's okay. You know, sometimes I forget that my wife is 9 months pregnant, as, you know, just today, I told her. I was just like, you know, now she doesn't care anything about basketball. She doesn't care anything about NBA Top Shot. She really doesn't care about any of this stuff that we talk about on a weekly basis. So I told her how excited I was that, you know, the Celtics are going to be going against the Nets. Kyrie Irving is going to be playing back in Boston in the playoffs. And the atmosphere in the TD Garden when this fucking guy comes in is going to be electric, okay? All the fans over here, and I know I'm speaking for everybody right now, but I feel like I can with this statement. When Kyrie Irving wiped his feet on the center, at the half-court mark on the Celtics logo, when he wiped his feet off on it, oh my God. That's the same game where a fan, like, threw a water bottle as he was walking out, and, like, it missed Kyrie. It went just over his head. Now, I'm not condoning throwing shit at the players. Like, you can't ever do that, but, like, that just to give you an idea of how passionately the fan base over here despises Kyrie Irving. Like, you know, I've been watching the Celtics for years now, years and years, okay? Like, I remember back, you know, the Antoine Walker days. Now, I don't go as far back as the Larry Bird days. I'm not that old. But, you know, I've been around the block quite a few times with the Boston Celtics, and I can't think of a guy who's more hated in this city than Kyrie Irving. So it is going to be absolutely electric. And I told my wife, I was like, you know, playoff tickets are not that expensive right now for game one in Boston. And I feel like it's partly because it's not a 100% guarantee that it's going to be the Nets. I think once the Nets beat the Cavaliers, the ticket prices could go up. So I tried explaining to my wife how I would love, 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 love to go to game one of the playoffs against the Nets. And let's just say I didn't read the room very well because, like I said, she's 9 months pregnant and she's like, I don't want to quote her, okay? But let's just say she used a lot of F words and a lot of A words to describe how it wasn't a great idea for me to go into the city to go to this game while she could burst at any minute with this baby. So I get it, but it's Celtics Nets. It's going to be Kyrie in the Garden. Oh, man, I really wish I could go to one of these games. All right, but that's enough of that. We have a couple packs to talk about. So let's start off with the pack that's going to be easier to obtain. Let's go Metallic Gold Limited Edition. All right, so let's start off with the date and the time. So for the drop, Metallic Gold Limited Edition for Series 3 is going to be on Thursday, April 14th, which, ironically enough, happens to be the exact due date of my wife and I's child that has been driving us, you know, to the madhouse over here, as we really thought that it was going to be early. But anyway, so, you know, how awesome of a birthday would that be for our, you know, currently unborn child to be able to land one or both of these premium packs? I'm just saying. Let's see if the Top Shot guys can will that in our favors. I don't think it's asking for much, right? All right, so let's get into these pack details. Now, there's going to be three queues for the Metallic Gold Limited Edition. There's going to be Priority Queue 1, 2, and then General Queue, which is pretty standard for the Metallic Gold Limited Edition set. Each Metallic Gold Limited Edition moment is going to be serial numbered to 749. All right, each pack is going to have 6 moments, 1 metallic gold, and then 5 commons, which are more than likely going to be absolute garbage. However, I do expect this to be a positive EV pack, as the pack price is only going to run you about $89. Yep, that's right, $89. So, you know, the reasonable price point, usually a bottom tier metallic gold rare moment goes for about 90, is about the lower end. The higher end, depending on the player, of course, could be worth several hundred. Now, there's going to be 20,000 packs available for sale, split amongst the three queues. So priority queue 1 is going to start off at 1 p.m. Eastern. Priority queue 2 is going to be 3 p.m. Eastern. And general queue is going to be 5 p.m. Eastern. Now let's talk about priority queue 1. So you'd need a collector score requirement of 15K. That's right, 15,000, which is, I feel like that's really high for Metallic Gold Limited Edition. Usually it's about 10K. So seeing 15K is a little nutty. This is going to be the first time I don't qualify for a Priority Q1 on Metallic Gold Limited Edition. Make sure you check your collector scores, as there is a bonus per marketplace spend, which we've been seeing pretty consistently in Series 3. Alright, and the number of available packs in Priority Q1 is going to be 3,500, so 3.5K. Now, I'm going to do some more research on this and hopefully get out another pod before the drop actually happens. Maybe we'll run it back and do one on Wednesday when a little more information comes out, because at the time of recording, there really isn't that much information out about these two drops in terms of player pool. All right, so as I go through all the details from Priority Queue 1, 2, and 3, I'm going to double check and hope and see if there's been a player pool update. But last I checked earlier, there was still nothing. So let's go over to Priority Queue 2. Now, I think this is going to be the sweet spot where a lot of you guys are going to qualify. That's a collective score requirement of only 2,000 with the marketplace spending bonus. There's going to be a ton of people that qualify Priority Queue 2. It's going to be a bloodbath. But this is the queue that's going to have the most packs available, okay? There's going to be 13,000 packs available in Priority Q2, but there is going to be a massive amount of people that qualify for Priority Q2. So this is going to be the sweet spot. This is where going to be a lot of us lining up. I know I'll be in Priority Q2 with a lot of you guys. I'm not going to be able to make Priority Q1 this go around, as I'm sure some of you out there listening are going to qualify, and that's awesome. And you probably have a really good percentage chance to get one if you qualify with a collector score of over 15K. But if you don't, then we need to team up. We need to join forces. There's going to be a lot of people in here fighting. Strength in numbers, crypto ballers, we can do this together. All right, so Priority Q2 is going to be the sweet spot. And then, of course, there's General Pop, a.k.a. General Q. This is going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern on Thursday with a drops collect score drop requirement of 0. That's right, 0. So everybody can line up for this one. Doesn't matter if you have 1 moment in your account or 0 moments. Maybe you're brand new to Top Shot. You just found this podcast. If that's the case, welcome. You should go ahead and give us a follow on Twitter at CryptoBallsTS. Only follow us, though, if you enjoy getting low serial numbers and scoring on your slot in line. Okay, following the Twitter is actually hashtag scientifically proven. Can't forget the hashtag, people. Hashtag scientifically proven to help you get better pulls out of your packs, okay? Add us on Twitter at CryptoBallsTS, and the community will stand up, and they will prove it to you. Now back to general queue. So in general queue, there is going to be 3.5K packs available. And again, every single person that has an account is going to qualify. So if you miss out on priority Q1 or priority Q2, I wish you the best of luck. I don't think teaming up and having each other's backs in general queue is going to make a bit of difference at all, as it is going to be an absolute massacre. Now, there will be some airdrops. So let's go ahead and look at the pack. Let's go ahead and look at the content sheet and see which sets, which completed sets can get you some airdrop, get you some free packs. So you're going to get 3 packs of Metallic Gold Limited Edition for each of the completed sets. Metallic Gold Limited Edition from Series 1, Metallic Gold for Series 2, and Metallic Gold for Series 3. Now, the cheapest one to do would be Metallic Gold for Series 3. But the snapshot was already taken, so when you're hearing this recording, you're not going to be able to qualify, so don't go ahead and buy up all those moments now, as you're too late and you'll just be throwing away money. But if you do have any of those sets completed, you're going to get an airdrop of 3 packs, which is big time. All right, that's like about, what, $270 worth of packs, so that's not bad. All right, now there will be users that qualify for 1 free pack. And the sets that you would need to be completed would be MVP Moves, So Fresh, Denied, With the Strip, Rookie Debut, For the Win, Season Tip-Off, 2022 All-Star Game for Series 3, and Throwdowns for Series 3 as well. So if you have any of those sets, you'll be getting airdropped 1 pack. If you have any of the Metallic Gold sets completed, that'll get you 3. Now, there currently is no information on the player pool, which is a bit odd. There hasn't even been any of these moments minted yet at the time of recording. By the time you hear this podcast, there could be a list, and if/when there is, I'll update it on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. But right now, at the time of recording, there is no player list to go off of. All right, so I apologize that I'm not able to go through some landmines and potential scores in this drop, but there just isn't the information available to us right now. Which is a bit weird that it's taken so long for them to update that. All right, let's jump over to the holo icon, and then I will let you guys get back to your day. So this is the second release of holo icon in Series 3. The price point for this pack is, yet again, astronomical at $999. Yes, you heard that correctly. It is going to cost you a cool stack to get the holo icon. So the drop for holo icon is going to take place the same day, Thursday, April 14th. And again, there is going to be three queues for this drop. There's going to be Priority Queue 1, 2, and General. So let's go ahead and talk about Priority Queue 1. Priority Queue 1 is going to take place at 1 p.m. Eastern, and you're going to need a collector score of 25,000. That's right, 25K. That is a big number right there. A lot of people are going to be out of the running for Priority Queue 1 for this $1,000 pack. Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of people that qualify. Now, there's going to be 1,000 packs available in Priority Queue 1. So if you happen to have a collector score of over 25K, I imagine there's a pretty good chance you're going to get a pack. So I don't know how many users have a collector score that high. So if you're going to be in Priority Queue 1, congratulations. But you're going to have, you know, a bit of soul searching to do and ask yourself this question. In a downward marketplace, are you willing to drop $1,000 on one of these packs? I don't know, man. That takes a lot of, you know, internal fortitude. So, I don't know. If I had enough collector score and I was in Priority Q1, I am not sure if I'd drop all that money on this pack. So, let's talk about Priority Q2, as it might be a little more reasonable. So, Priority Q2 is going to take place at 3 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, April 14th. The collector score requirement is going to be 7.5K. Now, there is a drop bonus, just like Metallic Gold Limited Edition. So, I actually think that there's going to be a pretty good amount of people that qualify for Priority Q2. And the number of packs is going to be 1.450. So, 1,450 packs available with a collector score requirement of 7.5K with the bonus. There's going to be over 10,000 people that qualify. So it's not great odds of getting a pack in Priority Q2. I do think people are going to line up that are going to drop out just because they don't have the money. But I know a lot of people like to hop in queues just to take a screenshot, post on Twitter about it, and then have no intentions to buy the pack. So if you want one of these packs and you know, get in line and you're, you know, 1,000 away from the cut line, I'd hang around. And in a drop like this, I'd hang around, you know, for a decent bit, because there's going to be a lot of people that underestimate how big of a hole $1,000 of Dapper can be. So there's going to be some people that line up just to see if they would have gotten it that aren't going to come through. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Now let's talk about General Queue. General Queue is going to be 5 p.m. Collector score requirement of 0. There's only going to be 300 packs available. Again, a lot of people are going to line up. A lot of people are going to back out. So there actually is a chance in General Queue that you could get a pack, only because if you get like a good spot in line, maybe you're like 600. 500-600, I think you'll actually get one, because a lot of people are going to line up and they are going to have no intention to buy. So there actually is a chance in general, even if, you know, the odds are drastically against you. Now again, NBA Top Shot has not released the full player list for the holo icon. Now we know that the moments are going to be serial number to 99. We know that there's going to be, how many packs was it available? I just said it. I'm telling you, my brain just isn't working these days with everything going on over here. So how many packs was it? So there's gonna be 2750 packs available. Okay, so 2.75, and we don't have the full pack content list, but we do have a couple highlights that are listed here. Okay, so there's going to be a Steph Curry buzzer beater, there's gonna be a Giannis moment, there's going to be a Jalen Suggs moment, James Harden, Klay Thompson, and Pascal Siakam. So those are the ones that they highlighted. But then, this is the part that was a bit surprising to me. It says here that there's going to be more than 30 more moments added to this incredible set. So that means that there's going to be 30 30-plus legendaries that are being added to Series 3 Hollow Icon. That is a ton of legendaries. My goodness. So, seeing that number, I was shocked. I was thinking that there might be, like, I don't know, 10? Like, 10 new players? Like, I feel like they could manipulate the mint count of the legendary moments, and they can make a way to make it even more rare than 99. Okay, I think it'd be more appealing if they were numbered to like 49, but 99, like, I get it, it's under 100, but still, $1,000 pack, bro. That's nothing to scoff at. That is big time money, and we don't even know what the player pool is yet. So how can you feel confident saying I'm totally cool dropping $1,000 on this pack when, as of right now today, now again, the time you're hearing this, there could be a player list. By the time I'm recording it, there's not. So right now, if you were to tell me that you're locked in 100% willing to spend $1,000 on this drop, I'd say you might be a little crazy. But the player pool could change that. Now, we do have a couple of big names here. We see Steph Curry and Giannis. Obviously, those would be great. But is Jalen Suggs really going to be all that great? Or Pascal Siakam? They're not the most popular players on the platform, people. So I'm not entirely sure. Now, it is worth noting that in the pack, there's going to be 9 moments in total. Now, again, if you've heard the podcast before, or if you're familiar with NBA Top Shot, you'll already pretty much know what the content list includes. There's going to be one legendary that's serial numbered to 99. It's going to have one metallic gold limited edition numbered to 749. And then it's going to have 7 commons that are going to more than likely be absolute garbage. Okay, these holo icon drops are always interesting to me because we've been in the game long enough now where we've seen these holo icons just go, you know, for astronomical dollars on the marketplace. And then we've seen them go for nothing crazy. We've seen them go for tens of thousands, and then we've also seen them go for like 1.2. And I'll tell you what, 1.2K for a moment on Top Shot, if you sell a moment for 1.2, it sounds great, but when you spend $100 on the pack, and then you got to take into account, you know, the marketplace listing fee. You know, it could be better. Not the EV you're looking for on such an expensive price point. All right, guys, I wish I had these player lists available because then we could get a better idea. But those are all the details that you need on the 2 premium drops that are coming the same day. All right, any questions, comments, concerns, feedback, feel free to at me on Twitter at CryptoBallSTS. My DMs are always open, and I have no problem talking to you guys about anything. All right, and I'd love to hear your predictions of the Boston Celtics-Brooklyn Nets series. Let me know how many games it's going to take for the Boston Celtics to wipe these guys out of here. All right, and again, just, you know, a bit of a warning here. I can't guarantee a set schedule for the podcast for the short term, only because, again, any day I could be up, out of the house, at the hospital, you know, having this baby. So I apologize that the podcast has been a bit off the rails lately. We haven't been able to stick to the Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule like we've done for the past year. Like, we very rarely miss shows, and it's been slipping a bit, and I acknowledge that. So I just want to let you guys know that I apologize, and we will get back on track. It's just right now, it's been a bit of a hectic time at the household. All right, so I'm Money1834, and I will catch you guys hopefully on Wednesday.